Looking for your next binge-worthy series or film to add to your streaming queue? Check back with Village Life every Friday for Jordan Parker's comprehensive insights on the week's most buzzworthy programs from top streaming services like Netflix, Crave, Amazon Prime, and beyond. Paramount Plus. The body remembers when the world broke open. This is perhaps one of the most beautiful, captivating films ever made in Canada, and it absolutely floored me. Nominated for 3 Canadian Screen Awards and winner of 2 more, this is a triumphant drama propelled director L. Maja Tilefeathers to nationwide fame. While possibly best known for her performances in Blood Quantum and Knight Raiders, this is the best she's been to me. Her lead performance, stalwart direction, and writing are wonderful. When a woman meets a pregnant victim of domestic abuse on the street, she tries everything she can to help her, much to the woman's chagrin. Violet Nelson's central turn as the battered, bruised Rosie is beautiful, and Tilefeathers is also incredible. The writing from Tilefeathers and Kathleen Hepburn, who also co-directed, gives both leads time to shine. It's not an easy watch, but it's a movie I'll never forget. On Netflix, Boss Level, one of the truly underrated films that got missed during the pandemic, Boss Level deserved a big, raucous in-theater audience. The Hulu original follows a man trapped in a time loop who has to relive the day of his murder over and over. The ex-Special Forces agent is tasked with figuring out how, who and why he was killed. It is pure B-movie escapism with an absolutely flawless cast. Frank Grillo stars, with Oscar nominee Naomi Watts, 2023 Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh, Oscar winner Mel Gibson, and more aboard for this ensemble actioner. Co-writer and director Joe Carnahan, Smokin' Aces, The Grey, The A-Team, specializes in these types of flicks, and Boss Level is a total hit. It's explosive, violent, and above all it's a whole lot of fun. I absolutely recommend you check this one out. On Disney Plus, How I Met Your Father. This reimagining of the hit Fox show How I Met Your Mother hasn't quite found its sea legs yet, but the sheer potential in this one is astounding. Where the first one was about Ted's journey to find the titular mother, the new iteration follows Sophie as she looks for love. The elder Sophie is played by Kim Cattrall, with the younger version portrayed by Hilary Duff. Ashley Reyes, Tien Tran, Tom Ainslie, Suraj Sharma, Francia Reza and Christopher Lowell make up a great, mostly unknown ensemble. Creators Isaac Apteker and Elizabeth Berger, known for Love, Simon and This Is Us, bring their signature adorable charm to this one. 2 seasons in, this one is beginning to find its footing, and is on track to be a wonderful, feel-good endeavor. On Crave, The Swearing Jar. I saw this one at the FIN, Atlantic International Film Festival, and I have to say it made me absolutely sob. Director Lindsay McKay creates a resonant, quirky drama that is unlike so many films I've seen before. The screenplay from Kate Hewlett treads familiar ground, but leaves room for true-to-life emotions rather than stilted character arcs. The film revolves around Carrie, whose life is thrown into upheaval when she realizes she's in love with 2 people, leaving her in impossible circumstances. She tries to figure out a path for her life that's best for herself, while respecting all involved. It's a film with plenty of surprises, but nothing ever feels forced. The whole thing is elevated by Adelaide Clemens in the lead. Kathleen Turner is fabulous, and Suits alum Patrick J. Adams and Douglas Smith provide insightful, if not totally evocative, performances. It's a beautiful little indie that I could watch over and over, and I've seen it twice more since the festival alone. On Amazon Prime Video, Knock at the Cabin. I'll preface this one by saying I know M. Night Shyamalan is entirely hit or miss. So if you don't like the director's particular brand of twisty plot devices, maybe you should sit this out. That said, at his best with films like Split, The Sixth Sense and Signs, Shyamalan is one of those auteurs whose films are viewed as event titles when they're released. This one follows a vacationing family, 2 fathers and an adopted daughter, who are visited at their idyllic cabin by armed strangers. They're told they must kill one of their own to stop a worldwide apocalypse. Jonathan Groff, Dave Bautista, Ben Aldridge, Nikki Amuka Bird, and young Kristen Quistar. But it's Rupert Grint, shedding his Harry Potter persona, who impresses the most. It's a weird little film, and a huge departure for the filmmaker, but for my money, it was one heck of a swing, to pretty interesting results. About the author. Jordan Parker is a freelance journalist and runs entertainment firm Parker PR. A huge lover and supporter of the local art scene, he's an avid filmgoer and lover of all genres. A 2SLGBTQIA+ professional, he also works doing events and fundraising for the AIDS Coalition of Nova Scotia, and has a passion for giving a platform to queer events and artists. His writing often skews toward local businesses, productions, events, and covering arts and entertainment. He's also an avid sports fan and spends every May getting let down by the Maple Leafs in the first round of the playoffs. Jordan believes in an open-door policy, and welcomes story pitches and questions from readers. Email jordanparker339@gmail.com